Welcome to Triple M's Money Talk, where we investigate the financial issues that affect you. And joining me online this morning, it's Russell Tim from MoneyLink Financial Planning. How are you, Russell?
Morning, Neil. Nice to chat again.
Thanks for your time. We talked a little about year-end superannuation strategies about a month or so ago, but with the end of the financial year now very close, I suspect it's probably a good time to have a look at the options in detail again. There are tax benefits available, of course, plus the opportunity to save money for when we aren't earning an income anymore, and that will happen to us, all of us, one day, hopefully.
Yes, that's true, yeah. We all need to put some money aside for later, and there are tax savings for doing it. Everyone under age 65 can contribute up to $25,000 to super each year, including their employer contribution amounts, and claim a tax deduction for their personal contribution. And that means most working people can contribute much more in addition to their employer amounts if they wish.
Okay, now I suppose to put a lump sum amount into your super, you need to have some savings in the bank. And as we know, savings in the bank aren't earning very much interest, so they are likely to earn more if they're in your super fund.
Yes, they are. And if you do put money into your super fund, that might just get you a healthy tax refund. For example, a person whose employer is contributing $8,000 per annum for them could put in an extra $17,000 if they wish to bring the total up to the $25,000, and that could earn them a tax refund of nearly $6,000.
Okay, that'd certainly come in handy, though the benefit won't be worth that much if you're a lower income earner, will it?
No, that's true, Neil. You do need to plan how much you put in carefully, maybe get some professional advice to ensure that you do the ideal amount. For high earners, there is another opportunity too. It also applies to business owners who have had a really good year in business and to people who have sold an asset for a gain and are facing a capital gains tax bill. If people haven't contributed the maximum of $25,000 in the previous two financial years, they can make catch-up contributions. So if our example person from a moment ago had made no voluntary contributions in previous years, they could contribute and claim a tax deduction for up to $51,000.
They'd have to have a very high income to make full use of the benefit tax-wise, though, wouldn't they?
Yes, they certainly would. For example, if they had earned a large amount of overtime or bonuses, maybe, or have a large capital gain, as I said. Also, I should mention that to use this rule, the person's super balance must have been less than $500,000 on the 30th of June 2020.
Now, let's go back to the other end of the scale. There are also some smaller super benefits under other rules, aren't there?
Yes, Neil, there are. There's the spouse contribution rule that allows a person to earn a $540 rebate off their tax bill for contributing to a low-income spouse's super account. And, of course, the spouse must be under age 75.
Okay, so how low does the spouse's income have to be?
The spouse's taxable income must be below $37,000 for the contributor to earn the full benefit. If the higher earning partner puts $3,000 into the spouse's super account and no tax deduction is claimed, then the contributor will receive a rebate of $540 off their tax bill. If the spouse's taxable income is above $37,000 but less than $40,000, or if the partner contributes less than $3,000, they will receive a proportion of the maximum $540 tax rebate.
Sounds like a handy benefit, especially if you're going to do it regularly each year.
Yes, it is, Neil. Now, there's also the government co-contribution scheme. It allows a low-income earner to receive a contribution to their super from the government if they put money into their own super account without claiming a tax deduction for it. If the person's income is below about just under $40,000 and they contribute $1,000 to their super, the government will add $500 to it. If their income is higher but less than about $55,000, they receive a partial benefit and they need to be under age 71 to be eligible.
And again, if you do it each year, it will certainly add up.
Yes, certainly will, Neil. If you qualify for the extra $500 from the government for 30 years, that should add about $50,000 to your retirement benefit, assuming typical earning rates, or $150,000, including your own $1,000 annual contributions.
Okay, thank you, Russell.
Thanks very much, Neil.
And Russell Tim is a representative of MoneyLink Financial Planning Proprietary Limited, an Australian financial services licence holder.